You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Now it is history as the Celtics beat the Milwaukee Bucks tonight, 117-97. The captain is here with us, and we're just looking over. I said at one point during the fourth quarter, with about 8 minutes to go, there was something I hadn't seen in a very long time. As I looked up and I saw some faces, I saw some smiles, and it had been a long, long time.
Yeah, it's been a while, man. I mean, we know it's a long weekend with a tough road trip coming up. It's been a lot of pressure on us this last month with these games, and everybody talking about we want to break the record, most losses in NBA history in consecutive, and we didn't want that to happen to us. I mean, this is too important of a franchise. The guys got a lot of pride, and we know we got a tough road ahead of us with the West Coast swing, so we want to try to take care of business right here.
You had a unique perspective missing most of these games, watching as this team dealt with the frustration, played hard, frustration set in, it seemed to ebb and flow. What do you think the hardest part for these young guys was over the last 2 weeks?
Just the losses mounting up. Like I told a lot of people close to me that had a chance to sit back and watch us, I mean, when you look at this team never really gave in. I mean, you get a veteran team and you lose 10, 11, 12 games in a row, you know, the tendency is the dog and not want to practice. You lose them, they're not going to be coachable. But with the young guys, they still got so much to prove and so much to learn, and they're still trying to find a niche in the league that they're going to stay hungry each and every night. These guys don't have the big contracts. These guys aren't guaranteed next year. So these guys are still constantly trying to prove themselves as a mainstay in this league.
Well, here's the thing about it. You are constantly telling them that on the airplane all the time. You ain't got no guaranteed contract. You might not be here next year.
I mean, exactly. So these guys have no choice but to go out there, suck it up. Listen to whatever the coach says and play hard. Whereas you get 10, 12 veterans who has their contracts, just want to win, and then you get into a slump like this, it's easy to lose them. But in this case, I don't think we lost the guys, and they just stuck with it.
Well, one of the things you guys seemed to do really well tonight was spread the court out. And because Gerald Green was hitting jump shots, they didn't know where to go. You, Gerald, Wally on each corner of that zone. You move that ball fast enough, penetrate towards the hole. They had to pay the price every time they kicked that ball out there when you guys knocking it down.
Definitely. I think Gerald was a key to today because, before the game, I was like, Gerald, you had a nice game last game. He got about 14, 16 points. But I've seen games he scored 20 points and come back and get two. And what I told Gerald, I said, you got to start building up some consistency, young fella. I mean, you can't have too many peaks and valleys. I mean, you got to start building the consistency as time goes along to where you have stretches of games where we're putting them back to back to back to back. And I think he listened tonight. He was out there. He looked for a shot. He was aggressive. And he was able to put in back-to-back games to where he was consistent. And he was a key for us tonight.
Everybody will talk about his 8-for-9 and all the shooting, and that'll be great. My favorite Gerald Green moment tonight was him taking the charge on Skinner. It was the first time you almost see a light bulb go off in him doing some things that we haven't seen him do.
And that's what I also tell him. I said, man, you got to understand. You know, you got me on the roster. You got guys like Delonte West who's proven himself. Guys like Al Jefferson. It's going to be some nights where your scoring is not going to be there. So find other ways to help the team. Defensively, rebounding. There's other aspects of the game that you can help the team. And it's good to see him chip in the defensive department.
Well, in my own sick, morbid way, man, I was kind of enjoying you losing these games because I get a chance to talk all this noise to you. Now it's over. I'm just like, man, it is all over. And, you know, to get the monkey off your back like this, how big is it?
I mean, with this L.A.,
it's just like King Kong, like, yeah.
Suns, yeah. Going to the Sacramento, which we haven't won in so long, it's huge. I mean, especially with the five-game break, going to All-Star break. You know, I'm going down to Vegas. Everybody's going to be like, you know, Paul, 19 in a row. I'm going to be amongst my peers, 19 in a row, looking at a five-game Western Conference swing. Are y'all going to get the record? Just so many questions would have been mounting up. Now I can put all those questions to rest and move forward.
What's Gerald got planned?
He got some pretty creative stuff. I'm not an NBA, but if I was a betting man, I would bet on Gerald Green.
Well, you've been, you know, the choreographer of this thing. You've been putting it all together. Like, all right, Gerald, this is what I saw you on the plane. All right, Gerald, this is what you do, and this is how you do it. You might not have the hops he has, but, boy, I tell you what, you've been really testing him. Like, okay, this is how it's going to be done.
Oh, yeah. You know, I'm going to be the director of this. You know, he's going to follow my lead. You know, all the other fella got to do is go out there and finish the dunks.
I just want to know if you're going to be that guy on the sideline, you know, with the Southern uniform on, popping your chest going, Boston.
Hey, I'm going to do whatever I can for that 20%.
32 for Paul Pierce, and he's got the nerve to say, if I were a betting man. Celtics beat the Bucks 117-97. We'll look at the numbers next on the WRKO Celtics Radio Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy,
celebrity interviews, or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.